Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The cattle futures market today held it together pretty well as we go into the 4th of July, kind of a peak grilling season. You know, everybody's out grilling, and in a normal year anyway, we'll see how that works out. But we finished today really well with August live cattle up $1.22 at $97.50. The October is up $1.07 at $100.80, and both of those over $1 off their lows, about $1.30 off their lows. So the market came back really well right in the last few minutes of trade. Feeder cattle were down a little bit in August, down 10. September's last trade was up 32 at 133.70. October up 57. And those were over $2 off of their lows from earlier in the day. So the market came back just what you hope for here as we go into the long weekend. Box beef down again at midday today, down $1.38 at $205.59. Select 44 cents lower at $199.46. So that continues to pressure the markets a touch here. We had some 95 cash trade. Looks like it was extremely widespread. Kansas, Texas, Nebraska. So pretty much all over there on the live cattle cash trade. Kills were 121,000 again today. So that's moving right along with where we need to be.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Grain markets continue their upward move from yesterday's USDA report, which showed lower corn acres. That big surprise really has these hedge funds, which are estimated short about 240,000 contracts of corn coming into today. It looks like they probably bought some of those back as well. With corn closing up 8 to 9 cents. The soybean market was the strongest today, up 15 to 17 cents. In November, a new crop was $8.99, so we're right back at $9 again, which a lot of the soybean farmers, of course, were waiting for. Seeing various reports on different social media outlets of the farmers selling their cash grain for this upcoming year, given this rally. So maybe that's an opportunity if you're in that position. The Chicago wheat was up 8 to 9 cents, and Kansas City was up 2 to 7 cents. December, Kansas City at 454.5, up 2.5. And then cotton futures are also benefiting from yesterday's report. It was 188 lower, or higher rather, in December at 62.76. Currently, the equity markets are about unchanged. And here, late breaking, the USDA says they crushed 5.39 million tons, or 180 million bushels of beans in the month of May, and about just under 300 million bushels of corn used for ethanol in the month of May, down from last year. It was 459 million last year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.